FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 11/27/18, a year almost gone. Hope you're making your resolutions. I don't bother because I find resolutions are best when they are a continuing, ongoing process. Hey, well, there's a lot of things going on. As always, we invite you to participate and join the show. The email address for your comments, etc., kl@kerrylutz.com. So you know about the deplorables. You might consider yourself to be a deplorable. And if you're a deplorable, then this person you're about to hear from got some great, great items, gift items for you. His name is Timothy Shea. He's been on the political scene. Timothy, your bio says, in the Northeast for 50 years, former radio host of Red Nation Rising. Hey, I'm sure it's a frustrated existence being on the right in the Northeast. It was for me. That's why I left. But welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kerry. It's great to be on.
Hey, so with your partner here, Laura Deming, you came up with Cult 45 LLC, and that's Cult, C-U-L-T, 45 LLC, and you're selling deplorable and deplorable dude perfume, cologne, and other items. Hey, entrepreneurs springing up all over to jump on the Trump train, huh?
Absolutely. And we like to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And so we really are thankful for both Hillary Clinton and Peter Strzok, because without the two of them, we would not have our business.
Are they selling your products in Walmart?
Not yet. We have to reach a certain threshold of sales in order to meet the Walmart requirements, but we're going to be looking at Walmart, and we're also going to be looking at the military exchanges.
Oh, well, excellent. That's good to hear. So when did you start the company?
Just last August.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you come up with the concept? I mean, where did the two of you and your partner, Laura, come up with the concept?
Well, it's Laura's business, and it was her idea. Hillary, of course, referred to Trump supporters as a basket of deplorables. And Peter Strzok texted his lover, Lisa Page. I'm in a Walmart in Southern Virginia, and I can just smell the Trump support. Yeah. And she had one of those flashes of inspiration and said, we need our own fragrance. And she knew that I had been an entrepreneur. And so she contacted me. And so I'm advising her. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. We have, obviously, there's a marketing hook here, right? And sure. In the name of the company, Cult 45, it's because that's what the left disparagingly refers to Trump supporters when they're not calling us deplorables. Mm-hmm. But this company actually was in existence for about 8 years. Laura is a nurse practitioner. She has a special needs son. Her boy has autism. Oh. And she's a nurse practitioner that helps parents with special needs children get services that they need. And Obamacare put her out of business. So the company was still existing. So she just changed the name to Cult 45 LLC. And with a bit of Texas grit and a whole lot of whimsy and some counterculture rebellion, started this company. And we've been having a lot of fun with it.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm just laughing about it. It's really funny that you came up with it. So have people been buying this stuff?
Absolutely. And we've been getting overwhelmingly positive feedback because, as I started to say, although we have a marketing hook here, right, mm-hmm. it's kind of clever and people are getting a kick out of it. The core of the business is very high quality made in the USA products. Our fragrances are exceptional. Both the men's and women's fragrances are getting overwhelmingly positive feedback. And the merchandise is all made in America wherever possible. At the least, it's printed in, you know, the shirts and things are printed in America. But Laura's a Navy veteran. She was a lieutenant in the Navy. She's a breast cancer survivor. As I said, she's got a special needs child. She's just indomitable. And we're both very committed to offering people high quality products at good value and supporting the military and our American businesses.
That's wonderful. And it's so nice to hear somebody succeeding at this type of thing. So what's ahead? What's the future of Colt 45?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Egypt is on the verge, once again, becoming a world-renowned gold producer. The Golden Age is being rediscovered. For millennia, ancient Egyptian kingdoms prospered from unparalleled riches. Pharaohs built their empires and flaunted their abundant wealth that was made possible by the country's resource-rich gold deposits. Despite this rich history, modern Egypt remains one of the most underdeveloped gold mining countries in the world. Aton Resources is at the center of the modern Egyptian mining world, diligently working both as the only public exploration company in Egypt today and as the advocate for mining reform with the Egyptian government. However, those that arrive early, like Aton, will reap the best rewards. Aton's discovery of the legendary Lost Mountain of Gold at Rudruin and its current aggressive drilling program there could potentially reap those rewards. Aton Resources is focused on its 100% owned Abu Marwat concession in the Arabian-Nubian Shield, located 200 kilometers north of Sentimen Sakkari's world-class gold mine. Aton possesses first-mover advantage in the underfollowed jurisdiction of Egypt, which is currently undergoing mining reform. To stay on top of Aton's latest drill results and news, go to AtonResources.com. Aton trades on the TSX-V under the ticker AAN and on the OTC under the ticker ANLBF.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, right now for Christmas, we're offering our basket of deplorables. It is a nice it's a square woven basket with some branded tissue paper and a bottle of the deplorable fragrance, a limited edition deplorable bistro mug, and to crown it off, a tiara with KAG, Keep America Great, spelled out in red, white, and blue rhinestones.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's the perfect Christmas gift for the deplorable lady in your life.
All right. Well, we can't get enough deplorables in our lives, can we? So you think this is going to continue on, or is it just a Trump phenomena?
No, it's absolutely going to continue on because, as I said, the core of it is really high quality products. We've been asked for candles, for body lotions, for room spray. So we're going to be expanding our product line in future.
That's great. And So has the president become aware of what you're doing?
I'm not sure. We approached them back in August. We approached the Trump Organization and never got any reply. So I think at some level, someone might be aware of us, but it hasn't reached the Oval yet.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, it's kind of inevitable, isn't it?
I would hope so.
So would I. Well, hey, so if we want to find out more about this, maybe get a copy, get some of the fragrances for that special someone or some of the other things. Where do we go?
You go to www.cult45llc.com. That's CULT45LLC.com.
All right. Excellent. We'll have a link to that in the show notes of this interview. We wish you the best of luck and much success for the holidays and the coming new year. Hey, really appreciate you coming on, Tim.
Gary, thanks so much.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.